Northern Ireland's marching season has become a time of much controversy and even violence in recent years. The marchers parade each July 12th to commemorate the 1690 Battle of the Boyne, in which the Protestant Prince William of Orange was victorious over the Catholic King James. And in the coming centuries, the Orange men celebrated their victory by marching through Catholic areas. The marchers, who burn effigies off the Pope and chant anti-Catholic slogans, often destroyed Catholic property. The current parade's crisis came to a head in the late 1990s, when Catholic residents, having achieved a newfound confidence as a result of the peace process, said they would no longer tolerate the sectarian marches and the violence they brought to their communities. The marchers protested and demanded permission to march through Catholic areas. However, the residents pointed out that the marchers were no longer welcome. Attempts have been made on all sides over the years to ease the tension. Ireland's President Mary McAleese, herself born in a flashpoint area of Belfast, has arranged for young Catholics from across Northern Ireland to travel to her official residence on July 12th to avoid possible violence. While Northern Ireland's civil conflict was brought to an end by the 1998 Good Friday Peace Agreement, tensions have remained between the majority Protestant community and the minority Catholics. And the annual marching season is just another sign of how far the region still has to go to reach a just and lasting peace that respects the rights of both communities. I'm Michael Kelly.